From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Welcome to this terrific Tuesday. I'm Stacy Ann, along with Josh Michaels this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, wow. What a day. Certainly. What a week. What a year. I heard yesterday a couple times, it's like, and I thought 2020 was bad. As we get into 2021 today, looking at the news all across the region, not just here in the Pacific Northwest, still power outages. We're still out of power. Do you have power at your house, Josh?
No.
No, not you either. But you're prepared for that. You have like plan B. We are in kind of like a townhome apartments, mm-hmm. and our electricity went out in the night, Friday night, about 2 in the morning. And we have had temperatures of about 48 degrees in our home since that time. And fortunately, our friends John and Amy opened up their home to us. And it sounds like in our particular region, maybe Friday,
yeah.
Maybe Thursday, don't know. Some people have gotten their electricity on sooner than that, others not. And it's just kind of, we don't know. It's like predicting the future. You just don't know. And what do you hear in your neck of the woods as far as electricity coming back on?
Oh, we don't even, I mean, we can't even listen to what they say. There are so many power lines down still. Mm-hmm. I mean, even downtown.
Yes.
In parts of downtown Salem, there's so many power lines still that
over
have not been repaired.
4,500 power lines that have been affected. And the difficulty with that is tree limbs. And then the wind started blowing last night. And then I'm thinking those dangling tree branches,
yep.
if you haven't been able, and I think of our seniors, you know, that are, they don't have anywhere to go. And I've heard of a home, like an assisted living home full of seniors, and they're trying to keep everybody nice and, warm. And there's just, everybody is trying to figure this out. And it's been quite the season. Now, here's the good news, and we're going to get the list today as we work through today. I'm going to stay in the studio all day today, and we're going to compile a list and make that accessible and let people know. The radio, hopefully, I mean, if they've got batteries in the radio, if you're listening, maybe you have electricity today, or maybe you're warming in your car, but there are warming centers opening up. Churches are starting to open up if they have electricity. 211 is a great resource if you feel like you've just had enough and you can't stay anymore. You need to get warm. You need a warm shower, those kinds of things. People are stepping up, which is, again, just like the fires. People are doing their thing. I was sending messages back and forth. I found a former classmate from high school who has a construction company, and he and his guys have been out helping with the Sandy M cleanup, and now they're shifted to this, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'd love to get a kind of a front man on the lines. He's like, I don't even have time for that. You know, they're just so getting it is, after it.
It's
so,
the Wild West out there.
It
right
is.
Now.
It's crazy. And so we want to be a source. We want to kind of talk about some of the things that are going on, because there's all kinds of things going on in all different areas, not only here at home with the immediate things that are going on, but nationally. There's some things, and it's easy, but when we're looking on our basic needs, it's easy to not know what else is going on in the world. And we want to share some of that just to be alert, be aware, be informed, because mm-hmm. if we have the information, then we can make good decisions about what we need to do next. Right, Josh?
Yeah, and there's probably people right now, if they're in a similar situation that I'm in, this is their only source of information right now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have cell phone service.
Right.
You know, there's dead zones to where cell phone towers are affected.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of an interesting time, because people are able to kind of get a glimpse of, hey, how prepared am I?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never thought about these things. I never thought about running water. I never thought about electricity, or I have this generator that I've never used. One thing that I found when we were at Home Depot is everybody's looking for this special 240 twist lock generator plug.
Mm.
And it's so interesting that nobody ever thought about it, or they're buying all these generators and trying to use them, but they don't have the plug that fits in it.
Oh,
and
wow.
That aisle for that plug it was gone by like Saturday. People were just flooding to that spot and they're like, how do I do this? How do I do this? I don't know. I don't know. And so, you know, a good lesson that we can all learn. I know we're kind of in the midst of things and power is getting turned back on and all that stuff. But just kind of get prepared for the next thing that may or may not happen. You know, use this as a nice lesson.
It's kind of like a test run, but it's real life up close. And what's interesting in this whole, again, taking a helicopter view, looking at the whole Green New Deal, right, and electric cars and mm-hmm. all of those kinds of things and the big push under this administration shift that we're under, that's not working so well, because down in Texas, when it normally isn't this cold, you know, and it's 22 degrees below zero, and in Arkansas, on all these places where they have the wind turbines, they're freezing up. And that's an alternative source of energy. You know, when you think about all of the solar panels, they've got ice and snow on them, you know, and so when you think about comprehensive ways to keep the power grid going, mm-hmm. some of this stuff isn't working, and it's evident, the blackouts, the brownouts. Even in Arkansas, they're talking about planned blackouts or brownouts because there's so many people using their heaters and their electricity to stay warm because they're not used to 6 below zero temperatures in that part of the world. And so my parents still have no water. Their well is frozen, even though they're used to, in that area, they're used to cold temperatures. So it's not just right here in the Pacific Northwest. It's going on all across the nation and some challenges. And Franklin Graham just wrote on Facebook, apparently through the night there was some tornadoes in North Carolina. So it's like all these different storm systems hitting Georgia and, yeah. and all the way through. And so this is something that no matter where you listen, where are you, because we do have listeners all over the country, in fact, all over the world. We have some people in the military that listen overseas. To be prepared, to have a plan, to how are you going to keep yourself warm? How are you going to feed yourself when these kinds of things? We just take it for granted. I think we assume it's always going to be there as long as we're paying our bills, right? Yeah. They'll turn it off if you don't. But
yeah, we can always go to Taco Bell, so we'll be fine.
Well, and the difficulty is, the difficulty has been here, is everybody's been sent home because of the pandemic, and we're to shelter at home, shelter in place, work at home, do the school thing at home. And then we don't have any of those things. We don't have electricity. We don't have
heat. What an interesting domino, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's good. And we hope that everybody's staying safe out there and they're able to stay warm. And hopefully there's a little bit of normalcy happening this week where you're able to go into work and you're still able to go into work mm-hmm. and kind of have a little sense of that.
Normalcy.
But I do highly suggest if, you know, you're having some communication issues, more than likely your internet is not working. Mm-hmm. Most places, the internet lines are kind of the low-bearing fruit on all those power lines. Those little lines that are kind of dragging around everywhere, that's internet. So internet's going to be a while until we can really kind of get it back on. But if you're needing to get warm, I do suggest that 211 if it doesn't work. Otherwise, just drive into town. I know Salem does have cell service, so you can get there. Not sure where Silverton's at.
Mm-hmm.
East Salem is pretty dead. Right after you get outside of town, you literally have no service. You know, just kind of get prepared. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to people around you. You know, figure out a plan. I'm sure that you've already done that. But it's important. And I think this is a great opportunity for people to start engaging with their neighbors.
Yes.
And figuring out, you know, different resources and resourceful elements around your area on how, if this happens again, mm-hmm. not necessarily cold related, could be something else, and knowing where your neighbors are at and how prepared they are also.
And what their needs are.
Exactly.
You know, the I'm particularly concerned about the elderly who maybe don't drive very much and don't have family around, but maybe they have their own place. And,
yeah.
you know, 48 degrees like it's been in my house, that's chilly. And then food, how do you prepare food? And,
correct.
And they might not have a cell phone. And where we're living, we have no cell service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would have no other options. And so fortunately, we do have options here. And we want you, our listeners, to be aware of your surroundings and connect. And if you have a need, you know, certainly call 211. And also, many churches are starting to open up there for charging up your phones, mm-hmm. charging up those things, and also for warming centers. And in Almsville, I've been very impressed watching Mayor Derek up there opening up the community center. And anybody need anything, you need a ride, you know, that to me is a great model.
Yep.
That's how it should be, you
yeah.
know. And it was interesting, Josh, because I was watching when I still had a little cell service when we were at the house before we left. Many people were like, stay at home, get off the road, stay at home. It's like, well, people don't have electricity, they don't have heat, and they don't have a way to cook. So they have to go out.
Yep.
And the lines along the street just to Starbucks or Taco Bell or McDonald's, because you can't be in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go through drive-through. So it is an interesting time that we're living in. And certainly as we look at the headlines and kind of do a round robin here, we're going to hit some headlines and we're going to hit some national headlines. And maybe at the end of this, kind of open up the phone lines and hear from you. How are you adjusting? How are you getting through this time? Because we'd like to hear from you and any suggestions that you have. Most of us have water right now. That's not an issue. It's just the power and the warm showers and things like that. So, as you were driving in this morning, what are you seeing on the roads, Josh?
Oh, it just seems pretty normal.
Pretty
right
normal
now.
So
yep.
far. The weather's nice here in that it's in the 40s, so that's warmer than most of the country, 42 degrees. Mm-hmm. We should still see some rain throughout today. Tomorrow, sunny, a little bit in the 50s potentially, but we're going to see rain coming through. And I know there was an avalanche in the San Yam Canyon on Highway 20. As we continue to get more rain and with the fires and stuff, that's something else to be looking for,
yep.
right? Is the flooding and those
and
kinds of things.
Maybe tomorrow's a good day to clean up some of those branches.
Yeah, and I have seen some crews out there. And if you are in need of, and I think the 211, if you need assistance, I think that's kind of the go-to place, you know, for resources and information and networking. We certainly want to keep you in the loop with that. And you can certainly email us too, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM.news. And we want to go through a list of some community events too that are coming up. And I'm pretty sure I haven't heard any different if they've changed because of power as of right now. Still going on, the Marion County Republican meeting will be Thursday at 6:30 p.m. at the VFW. And then, of course, March 17th, starting tomorrow, is the 40 Days of Life kickoff at Planned Parenthood. That's prayer time outside of Planned Parenthood, praying that we will make abortion unthinkable, not only in our state, but across the nation. And then biblical citizenship class has been moved until next Sunday at People's Church, 11:30. In fact, we're going to have Jeff on the show tomorrow to talk a little bit more about that. And then, as well, Chris Ann Hall coming this weekend. If you have not reserved your tickets, I encourage you to do so. Chris Ann Hall at the River Church, theriverandw.com. Are you planning to go to that, Josh? Will you be there?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a wonderful time. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Real Life Up Close KSLM News for you on this Tuesday. We'll be back.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Josh Michaels as we continue the conversation today. Live on the air with us today is our friend Mike Adams. And Mike, you came upon something as you're driving into town today. Talk to us a little bit, buddy. What's going on?
Well, I was going to call you and talk to you about prepping, because you may not know this, but our family was on TV show, American Preppers or something like that.
Of course you were.
Ago. Oh,
of
yeah.
course you were.
Of course you were.
So as I'm filling my propane tanks up, I filled all my tanks up this morning, and I'm heading back by my State Street restaurant. And as I'm coming up on, oh, I can't remember which street it was, but I saw the arms down and the train stopped. And I thought, that's weird. I wonder why I stopped. So I made the turn onto 12th Street, and I look, and there's a semi-truck, dual trailer, that had been basically cut in half.
Wow.
The trailer by the train, and didn't look like anybody was injured. The truck cab part of it was undamaged, appeared. But the trailer, the box trailers were just destroyed. And, just a warning, if people are heading in that area, all those roads from Center Street probably down are probably blocked.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's probably, it might be related to a lot of those lights that are out that you're having to do a four-way stop. That's still going on a lot, and it might have, that truck might have got caught up in that and couldn't move forward.
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out. The arms may not have come down on that section. However, all the arms down have been working.
Yeah.
Other than that. So I don't know. He could have been cruising through. I also drove up on another accident over by the fairgrounds. It's all this morning. What else could happen from in 2021?
Right, exactly. And you all have been preparing for prepping and talking a little bit about that.
Yeah, let me pull over here because I'm heading up towards Institution Hill on.
Oh, so we're gonna lose you.
Pull over.
Yeah.
And I lose my. That's part of what I wanted to tell you about. Out there where I live, I'm out off of Humsville Highway, and, you know, we have 23 acres of forest, and, well, it was forest.
Right.
Now we're in there. We just started yesterday cleaning up, but we have no cell after 7:30 in the morning. It all just stops.
Mm.
We have it, you know, nothing at night until who knows when in the morning, and I think that's because more people are getting on when they wake up than everybody gets on their cell phones and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So we have no cell service out there, so the communication is really difficult. So if anybody's trying to get a hold of me, they just got to be patient until I can come into town.
Yeah, send a letter.
Yeah, and then, you know, ours is a half mile off the main highway is where our actual house sits. And we own Rocking Horse Road, so that's a half mile drive from the highway back. And so I'm estimating I'm not going to have power for several weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just because it's not a main line and I'm the only one on it.
Yep.
So that's going to be rough. But, you know, you talk about prepping. We have generators. We live on a creek, and we have a pond. I mean, we deliberately looked for a property like this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we're dipping off of the creek for our water. I mean, as a matter of fact, I have a pump trailer that I'm going to fire up today to pull water to fill my fifth wheel's water up.
Nice.
And that didn't fare so well. A branch came down, and we're living in the fifth wheel, and smashed the roof on part of it. So I can officially say I'm living under a tarp.
By the creek or by the lake.
By the creek.
I think I've seen a couple of homes like that along Mission Street over the overpass as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Over at Berta Lane. And it's the first thing I thought of. I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but, you definitely have compassion even more so. You're very, very good at a community member, but this has been such a difficult challenge the last year and a half for so many people. And I'm curious, as far as your restaurants, do you have power going on at your restaurants?
Well, that's another good announcement we can make. We have no power at our North restaurant. We've filed a claim because without income and without power and to power the refrigeration and stuff, we couldn't save everything. We tried to pull as much as we could and stick it in my refrigerated trailer that we use at events, and that's parked now down at our State Street restaurant, which is still open and it's doing real well under the circumstances.
So folks could order take out from your State Street restaurant and still get their good tasty
water. However,
mm-hmm.
The phone lines are all down.
Yep.
Oh.
Don't try to call in. I mean, we'll see what happens again today. But yesterday, phone lines were down, and people were messaging us on Facebook. And my daughter watches that pretty faithfully, so she was communicating back to the restaurant that you've got somebody ordering this or ordering that. So but it's not how we want to do it. If you want to come in and get food, just come in and we'll take care of you.
There you go. Sounds great, Mike.
Yeah, it's an interesting time. You know, we went through 2020 and thinking, okay, 2021 is going to be a new year. Hmm. Well, it's a new year.
Mm. Yeah. Yep.
The next level, right?
Yeah.
So as far as you know, as far as our VFW Republican meeting on Thursday, it's still a go as of right now?
As of right now, I'm going to check in and see what power is like down there. I haven't found that. I'll be back in town in an hour or so, and then I'm gonna drive by there and see if we have power in that area.
Okay.
I mean, it's so spotty throughout town.
Yes.
Where there's power, where there isn't power, you know, phone service, not phone service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just you know, reminds people, and as a family of preppers, it reminds people, you, no matter what your circumstance, where you live, you should always be prepared. Have flashlights,
absolutely,
batteries to back them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know when it's going to go out. If everybody knew this ice storm was coming, we didn't know how bad.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, fill your bathtubs up with water when you hear something like that's going to happen.
Yep.
You know, have everybody uses bottled water now.
Yes.
So you know, have cases of bottled water on backup. We always have several cases of bottled water stored just for this type of purpose.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Mike, and giving us an update. You're welcome to do so tomorrow even if you want to.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. We'll keep you in our thoughts and prayers.
Thanks,
friend.
Mike.
All right.
Thanks,
guys.
Have a good day.
Talk to you later.
Have a great day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. If you have a story to share, we encourage you to give us a call, 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning, stepping on my way. Good morning. You give me strength, you give me just what I need. I can feel the hope that's rising in me. It's a good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, and boy, we are getting updates from folks and what's going on in your neighborhood, and there's lots of trees down, continuing to see efforts now as it's warming up, and certainly as the rain diminishes, people are out there with chainsaws. I think that's going to be a common sound, a lot of chainsaws going on, and certainly figuring out where to dump all of this. And we'll put some links up. Marion County is working hard at trying to find locations where you can bring these things to, and certainly
bring the firewood to my house.
And Josh needs firewood, and there'll be plenty of firewood these days, as you know, it's just everywhere. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The schools, the community centers, and even on some of the homeless camps I saw were, you know, damaged by trees, and they're not there anymore. And so certainly a interesting time, but also nationally, of course, we know as we went into the weekend, and President's Day was yesterday, as we went into the weekend, of course, this crazy national trial of trying to impeach Trump, and he was acquitted, of course, and just all of the realization nationally of what's going to happen with the Republican Party and debate about, you know, is there going to be a third party and all of that. And I don't know how much, a lot of people haven't, if they don't even have cell service, they're not watching this or following this. But there was something that you shared with me, Josh, that I think is interesting. When we talk about the media, and you and I have had these conversations about media literacy and the narrative, right?
Yeah.
And the narrative that they're trying to push onto this. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this is a kind of a new realm that we're stepping into, where the media is trying to sway the public and essentially deeming somebody guilty, even though they're found not guilty. And it's the whole construct of how they're phrasing things. They're using very aggressive words that sound very enticing and inciting and very convincing. You know, Michael Savage put it really, really well. He said, not guilty, but guilty, the Dems' persecution of American justice. And essentially, mm-hmm. they're making a complete mockery of our entire judiciary system, our entire legislative system, and how, quote, impeachment proceedings are supposed to happen. They're completely dismantling that by essentially not even acknowledging what happened in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about something and you know, saying, well, you know, he's still guilty and he's still going to be held accountable, even though that they didn't vote correctly. There were some very admirable Republicans, which those Republicans are not Republicans.
Nope.
They're knife in the back stabbers. They should be exiled. Everybody should take their numbers and names, and anybody that's gone. Even Mitch McConnell is a disgrace to the American system.
And, well, I know that several of the seven that voted for impeachment, they are being censored back in their states. A lot of I don't know what that actually does to them, but it's definitely
they don't care. They're not.
They don't.
They're
care.
Not trying to get it back into office. They don't care. They're just they're doing whatever the CCP or the Democrats are instructing them to do, and it's all smoke and mirrors. You know, essentially Robert Barnes, which is one of Trump's attorneys that was talking, he basically said that this whole thing's a sham out the gate because Roberts didn't even take on the case and oversee it, and they don't have anything in the books in the Constitution to be able to even challenge this thing or even proceed forward with the impeachment, because according to the Constitution, the Supreme Court justice is supposed to oversee it. And by Judge Roberts saying, no, I'm not even going to acknowledge it and not be involved, therefore the entire proceeding and everything was unconstitutional.
It's just real reality TV or drama. And
it is.
It's an irresponsible use of taxpayer money, and it's more of the same, politics.
I think it's more about clickbait, keeping these, dinosaur media institutions in power. They got to keep Trump's name in the media cycle so people aren't talking about Biden. So they're just pushing all the red buttons. They know he's the majority. They know all of these things. And so they're just trying to keep the media cycle going, because us as people, we can only consume so much media during the day. So they call it sucking the oxygen out of the room. Mm-hmm. And most people are not actively staring at media all day. They have to work, they have kids, they have jobs and different things. So they're only catching little blips. And so if they control the media cycle and it's all about Trump and this impeachment and this hysteria and gosh, look at how guilty he is. This guy is so guilty, we can't even take it. But then they're like, well, he's been acquitted. But we're not going to talk about that, and we're not going to take that, and we don't care. What in what world are we living in to where the media and these politicians are literally judge, jury, and executioner and completely dismantling our system? In what world is it you're innocent until proven guilty? And that brings me to another point with that lady that was posting stuff on Facebook. And they were making a joke about putting boxes and boxes and boxes of masks on this county commissioner's doorstep.
Right.
And we'll have to see this clip, but this police officer shows up. They didn't do it. They talked about it. They posted it on Facebook. They didn't do anything. And and here they have three police officers confirmed in the video. There was another lady that kind of scurried off. You have to watch it to see. She doesn't talk. But we think that she was a social worker of some sort. Maybe it was the commissioner herself. Somebody somewhere, they kind of scurried into the dark. But there were three police officers that showed up at this lady's house and said, hey, we saw your post on Facebook. We can pull it up if you want. We're just trying to tell you that's considered trespassing. And you're violating the law. And it's like, well, wait a minute. She didn't do anything. She just talked about it. And it was kind of a joke on Facebook. In what world, once again, where are we at where they're getting into pre-crime? And that's the future. And that's the thing I really have tried to emphasize with people is this. They are rolling this out.
Yeah.
They are rolling out contact tracers and all this stuff. All this stuff is going to start happening. You're going to have these people knock on your door and say, hey, we heard, or, you know, we've been tracking your phone and it looks like you visited this person who had a positive test and we noticed that you're not quarantining. And so guess what? We're going to take your kids away. We're going to move you here. We got to relocate you here. We're going to do this for 7 days, or we're going to invoke a $500 fine, blah, blah, blah. And all that's in play. It's all in place. It's on your phone right now.
Right.
They just haven't been able to convince the public to fully implement it. Just like the rejection of the vaccines was happening, over a year ago in late 2019, the World Health Organization, we played the clip.
Yes, we did.
Where they're talking about we aren't getting through to these doctors. They're mm-hmm. not wanting to take the vaccine. They're seeing the destruction that it's doing in all these different countries, and we don't know what to do. Lo and behold, COVID-19 comes out. Year later, they have an untested, unverified vaccine that is being pulled off shelves all across the country, mm-hmm. all across the world. Mm-hmm. Australia is pulling certain vaccines. The UK is pulling certain vaccines because they're literally watching people take them and just pass out or die. And so that's not talked about. But what it is, it's they're creating that whole push. Vaccines are good. You need this. You need this to get back to normal. And they're basically rebranding it because it's all about branding.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at what the Obama administration was doing, they were all about branding and selling. And you can listen to them talk about, you know, we're just a bunch of goldfish and we have goldfish memories. We don't remember anything. But if we can just convince people to turn in their guns, or if we can just convince people to, you know, take the vaccines and do this, and if we can scare them enough, if we can take away their favorite restaurant, if we can take away their livelihood and take away this, yeah, then they'll take the vaccine.
Unbelievable. And if you stand up in opposition,
oh, you're getting
the authorities
censored.
Don't uh-huh. come after you. Your neighbors do.
Well,
because they've conditioned your neighbors or the business owners to come after you and reprimand you and make you look like
yeah.
a fool because you're standing up for your own individual rights.
And they're
rights.
Controlling you, even though they say we're not taking away your freedoms or we're not violating the Constitution. It's a company policy.
Mm-hmm.
So now these airlines are having these policies that if you don't have your vaccination card, if you don't have this, you can't fly. And so it's not the government enforcing it. It's the bureaucracy and the corporatocracy is what it's called. And that's what we need to be and push back against, which is why doing these little anti-mask rallies and pushing into these other businesses and targeting not the small businesses because they've already gone through so much. We don't need to target small businesses. We get it. You got to enforce the mask. You got to have this. You know, you are being targeted by OSHA and these government agencies, not Walmart and Target and Best Buy. They are not being affected by this. And so it's important to defy that and push that because that's where all of this leads is to that selective enforcement aspect to where it's essentially just destroying and controlling mm-hmm. markets.
Well, and it's causing people to be really edgy.
Yes.
You know, it's causing all of us to be less grace-filled and kind because when we do stand up for ourselves, then we're the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, and when we say, you know, what happened to me yesterday at the casino, we went to lunch at the casino. I was going to talk about this, but I think it fits perfectly. How they have their little security people at different points. And if you don't do what they say, and if they didn't see you do, you know, wash your hands in their little sanitizer or whatever, you might have done it. They didn't see you. They want you to do it again to make sure that they saw you, but then they were distracted. So
it's just like after 9/11, all of the TSA overscreening.
Mm.
It's the induction into a new controlled grid system.
Incredible.
It's us being submissive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem for even submitting for that 2 weeks. But, you know, I'll admit, it was terrifying. You mm-hmm. didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Everything's out on the table now. We know exactly what this is. And it's not a big, scary virus that's killing a bunch of people.
Mm-mm.
In fact,
numbers are going down.
Numbers are going down.
Only 200 yesterday
yeah.
reported in the whole state of Oregon.
But it's the flu. It's the flu season.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a specific virus that was manufactured, you know, in Wuhan and released so they can control it, so they can have the vaccine. Look up patent law. Look how vaccines are created. If you know how vaccines need to be created and what the requirements are, you know that these companies have to patent it, and you can't patent a cold virus unless you manufacture it.
Incredible. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're going to continue the conversation after this. Thank you for tuning in, friends.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Wake up to a brand new
good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, and we want to play this video clip. And Josh has pretty much introed it. We're going to try this and see if we can get it to work here.
So this is a lady in Palm Beach. She's the one that posted on Facebook. And basically what happens is the sheriff's department shows up and talks to her about a potential crime of her dropping masks off at the county commissioners. She posted on Facebook. So now these guys are enforcing pre-crime. Yeah. And this is in Florida. I mean, Florida is a great state in a lot of ways.
And they don't have a mask mandate in the state.
They don't. But okay. It just goes to show, I mean, there's all these different elements. Mm-hmm. There's good people and bad people everywhere.
Everywhere. This is Palm Beach County sends the Gestapo. Here we go.
Hi, Angelique.
Yeah.
Detective Horton with the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. How are you?
Do you have any identification on you?
What do you want? Badge, gun, handcuffs?
Okay.
Thanks. So, all right. Well, the reason why we're here is bothering you on a Friday night is I guess you and some guy named Anthony were posting on social media that you were going to go trespass on a county commissioner's property, dump garbage on her property.
I didn't say that I would dump garbage on her property.
Well, that was the discussion that you guys were having, right? That's the discussion you guys were having. I can show you the post.
I plead the fifth.
Okay. That's fine.
So then she goes out. She's following him.
Trespassing is a crime. Dumping garbage on people's property is a crime. So don't do it.
So what
okay.
is...
But you
is that,
plead, you
is that why you all are here?
Yeah.
So the cop
Today's
shows
day and
up
age, man,
by her posting on social media. You
know, didn't talk about trespassing, but okay.
And he's like, hey, by the way, you might be trespassing.
Right?
You may
I didn't
have...
say any of those words.
Thought about trespassing.
All right, that's cool.
On
all right,
a post.
Have a good night. Don't trespass. It's a crime.
Then she
so follows this for that.
She follows him out.
This yeah. is just fear mongering. You know that, right?
He's walking to his car.
Of what?
Of a citizen for nothing. For nothing.
Okay. Sorry you feel that way.
I do. I'm putting my kids to bed, and you're wasting tax dollar money to come out here and
tell you not to commit a crime. Yes.
I'm not committing a crime, and
no,
I wasn't.
I'm telling you not to commit a crime.
Right, and I'm not planning on committing a crime.
Then that's even better. Then we're done.
Okay. I appreciate it, officer.
Awesome. Have a good night.
Yeah. You too.
He's not in a uniform, by the way.
No, he had a badge. He was a detective.
Can I get everybody's badge number?
See, there's more people out there.
A lot of people.
33093 in your name?
There's three officers.
Officer, you're on my property, so your name?
Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N.
And this
okay,
is how,
name, officer,
this is a perfect example
there?
Of how you guys need
okay,
to,
and this woman that was
if
on my
this
property
comes
as well?
To your door and if this happens, this is how you need to react to them.
She was on my property, I'd like
they
to know
They have
her name.
No right.
I'm sorry?
So we're
but what was the civilian's
We're going to pull
she
this down. So she continues the conversation because there was a civilian on the property too, and they're trying to. She's trying to get her identity
mm-hmm.
of who this civilian was.
Which
and
she scurries off as soon as the lady goes out there with the camera. That there's another lady that's was standing on her property
mm-hmm.
that scurried off into the dark,
mm-hmm.
and then she was confronted with the police. But in what world again? Are we living in to where three police officers are showing up on your doorstep? This happens in China.
Mm-hmm.
This happens in North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't happen in America, mm-hmm. but it is happening in America. And that's the biggest red flag I think everybody should be alarmed about is that these police officers and these bureaucracies are going to be used against regular people that are going against whatever the narrative or the agenda is. And when if you challenge it, if you're making any noise, if you're getting any traction, they're going to send people to your house.
Mm-hmm.
They've sent DHS to my house mm-hmm. off of things that I've said here on the radio.
Wow.
I mean, and they had zero anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they did it to Lindsey Graham too mm-hmm. for opening her salon. So you got to remember, folks, like this is a very real situation and they're in an ideological indoctrination program is what they're trying to roll out, which is why they're covering your face. They don't want you talking to people. They don't want you questioning things. You're being slandered and everything else if you do question it. With the anti-mask rallies and the Open Up Oregon rallies that we did, I've been targeted by various different organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very real and it's so interesting. Why would they target me? I'm simply just trying to encourage businesses to open. Mm-hmm. I'm simply trying to question things. Mm-hmm. And in today's age in America right now, questioning elections or questioning the integrity of information, when the head of the CDC at the time, Anthony Fauci, saying the mask is a novelty, it doesn't do anything. Now he's saying you have to wear two masks. Eventually, it's going to be three masks and four masks and five masks. And, you know, just put a bag over your head and just get it over with, and you'll fully protect yourself. It's just, if you question that, it's absolutely ridiculous. And I think it's important to question everything. It doesn't make you a bad person to question it. And it also doesn't make you a domestic terrorist. If you're questioning elections or questioning the mask mandates or questioning things, that makes you an American citizen, and it makes you resilient. And it's important to always question things, even question us, question things that we say, question things that we talk about. Do your own research, get your own experiences, talk to your neighbors, you know, talk to people that have been around, you know, the older generation. I love talking to them because they have such good insight with different things. You know, what was life like before a cell phone? I got a glimpse of it, but what was life like? I mean, what did you do when you were on the side of the road and your tire blew out? And you couldn't call AAA. What'd you do? Oh, well, you had to figure it out, didn't you?
Yep.
Just like right now, a lot of people are getting that opportunity to really figure out, hey, how do I stay warm when I can't call 911, when I can't call anything? I have to go knock on my neighbor's door and talk to them and see if they have any resources that I can have. And that is so important. I think one of the key elements that's coming out of this.
And the silver lining too is that we're not inundated. If we don't have power, we don't have TV, if we don't have, you know, we're not inundated with that messaging that they're trying to, we're getting detoxified from some of that mainstream media stuff.
Exactly.
And technology, and find out what's important. Make the main thing the main thing. And again, you and I talked about this. Have a good radio, making radio good again, as long as the studio has power, which we were off on Saturday and Sunday because of no power. But as long as we do, we're making radio great again. And we certainly appreciate you listening in, your input. Certainly give us a you know, send us a email message, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. Be in tune as well to our website, KSLM. News. We have local news. We have on our Facebook page, if you are on social media still, our Facebook page, we're putting all the resources of where you can dump your stuff. We'll have this video on there. You shared another video about Trump's attorney, which we'll share on the Facebook page
was
as
awesome.
Well. Yep. And we're wrapping up. This time goes so fast, Josh. How can people, is there a way through the station here they can get a hold of you if they have questions, right? They can
just contact Stacey Ann.
Send me a message. And right now you don't even have cell service or anything.
Which
but friends,
great.
I love your message about staying connected with your neighbors and doing what
your
we
neighbors.
Can do.
And guys, if you're still not having power and you're listening to this and everything else, take this as an opportunity. Rather than hooking up your generator and just to get your TV working so you can just sit at home while your generator purrs and you can watch TV, you know, maybe go outside. Maybe, you know, take up a little hobby or use this as an opportunity to kind of get some of your time back. Mm-hmm. Because we don't realize how much time is consumed by our phones and by our TVs and everything else.
I think that's a great reminder today. Thank you, Josh, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. So glad to have you tuning in, friends. Keep your radio station right here. Mike Gallagher coming up next. And don't forget tonight, Dan Bongino. I love Dan Bongino. He'll be on at 6. Have a great day. America.